Welcome. You are now entering the Fluff House. Prepare for your installment of awesome.
Go.
Be prepared for the brutally honest. And hear it from people you trust. Why? Because life shouldn't be boring. Nine out of ten doctors agree. Furry Talk is awesome. Keep your chairs in an upright and locked position. We are preparing for takeoff. Keep all hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Hi, I'm Draven the Mighty Ferret. Of course, we always have our loving producer, Josh/Frag. Of course, Silver can't be with us once again this week. Hopefully, her internet gets fixed as ASAP. Then we got our lovely TH Dragons with us this time, text only. So, we'll be sure to read for him.
There's me, Trent, the friendly dragon, Drago Lupin,
and Zeph, the husky.
We'll have to get you a nickname. And welcome to Furry Talk. As you can tell, the cast is dwindling ever so slowly. Hopefully we'll get more people in here next week. Stick with us. True fans, keep with us.
Anyway, one of the cast one day. I'm just
keep that hope up. let's get right into the first topic, and that would be mates and limitations to furry or not.
I want
to
stop this. I'd start this thing off because I stop it. Not stop it.
I object.
I'm sorry.
Learn your grammar.
All those who object, stand up. Trent's only one.
No, that's not it, because I was on the bus, and I was thinking, I think we did this sort of topic before, talking about mates, but I've been thinking about, with the furry fandom and that, whether or not if you're a furry, are you kind of cutting your possibilities of having a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, are you cutting it down when you become furry, because I know there isn't a lot of people who are really accepting of the furry fandom, so... Are you really going to be limiting to yourself to just the furry fandom if you become a furry or not? I was just wondering about that. Like, if you become a furry, is the only person you can be with another furry?
No. Case in point, Josh and Silver. Need I say more? I've actually known some people who went out with people who were non-furs. As long as the person is accepting of the fact, then you're not really limited to just the fandom.
Frag says, I was not a furry until I met Silver and she converted me.
Oh. Wow, I did not know that.
Neither did I.
It sounds like it's a religion now. Converted me.
Converted.
You see your local furries walking up.
The power of yes compels you. The power of yes compels you. What?
No. Like people walk up to your door, knock on the door and say, Hi, have you heard the word your local furry? We're local furries. We're recruiting people for our slam.
Hi, have you heard the good word of fluff?
Slam.
We'd like to discuss the fluff.
Hi, I'm selling Girl Scout cookies at slam. Help, sir. I need your help. My car crashed a couple blocks away at slam.
I think this guy just likes slamming doors.
So, anyways...
Preferably in people's faces.
So, anyways...
Yeah, you're not limited at all.
I was just wondering that, because I was thinking about that. Like, are you limiting it? Because, like, a lot of people aren't really accepting of the whole furry thing, so... It depends on who you're with and whatnot. Not like... I guess, yeah, who you're with.
Josh says, yeah, I only knew about furries from a certain site, and my impressions of them were misguided until Silver showed me furries are good people. Damn straight.
We're all just regular people. We, like, just like everyone else, we have our quirks. So, yeah. Being a furry happens to be, like, our thing, so.
Like, you, like.
I'm
thinking if you have, like, I remember I watched one show, and I can't remember what it was, but the girl, she was married with a guy who was a complete fanatic about the whole Star Wars thing, and like, that really isn't so much different. Like, people are saying furries are so odd in that, but then again, I think that's like, people freak out on us because we dress up as animals. Well, you have people from Star Trek who dress up as Klingons, and this and that species, and that species, and then you have the same thing with Star Wars as well. We're not completely different from that. We still dress up. We still go to conventions and stuff. We're still
Chewbacca is a furry.
Exactly. But this doesn't count because he's an alien. So,
hey, who says you have to be from our planet to be a furry?
Hmm. Yeah, like Psy, for example. He's a Pokemon.
You know what's really
that's
funny?
That's not
though, Trent?
What I meant, but okay.
Hey, Trent, you know what's really funny?
What?
Since there's only like a few famous furs, you don't see anybody going up like, you know some people that you go like, hey, it's George Lucas!
Like, yeah.
You see us, he's like, hey, it's two. What's up?
Yeah.
And two's actually nice.
I know, he is.
What makes you think he'd be mean?
Because
the way
his
rants, if you listen to his rants, most people think he's like a huge, big asshole. But he isn't.
It's only things that just downright piss him off.
Yeah, and he's the nicest guy you could possibly ever meet.
That's like talking to a comedian. They're not going to tell jokes all the time. You know, they're normal people, too.
The case of two, and Frodo have seen from him, he's, like, funny. He can't turn it off. He's funny all the time.
Yeah, and as Frag says, I consider furries to be no different than sports fanatics. You know the guys who put on the face paint and go to the games and stuff?
You see people in fursuits in the stands with, like, number 6 on them?
like that kind of goes into the one of the other topics we talked about, the point of is there really a point to draw when being a furry, like, in public and that?
Is there a point
I don't
to
know.
Draw?
I saw this one documentary by the BBC.
About this.
Yeah, about this furry couple who would only go to the football games or soccer games just to see the mascot and then leave.
Oh, that's awesome. But, like, the mascot, like, that's pretty cool, though.
You get paid to be a furry if you're a mascot.
Yeah, and then they were also interviewing the Beast Paint guys.
Oh, you mean the guy who paints his hands?
No, like, Beast Paint people, like, they actually paint themselves into different animals.
Oh, I'd seen this one thing, this guy paints his hands to look like animals, and people take a picture, and it's like hours of work of painting in that, and then he just, like, washes it all off after, like,
yeah,
10 seconds.
We gotta get back on topic,
I was about to say, yeah, we're
Trent,
getting
I'm gonna
off
have to link you later, and you'd be thoroughly
cool.
Surprised. Anyway,
next topic.
So yeah, let's move on, and that would be using copyright. Oh, okay, so that would be using copyrighted stuff for flashes or music videos or stuff.
Like, anything along those sort of lines is what I was thinking. Like, I myself am kind of doing
like
that.
Music.
Like, I'm using music. I'm doing, like, I'm trying to... I'm using, I forget the name of the song right now. Oh,
you
Northern
can't remix.
Lights.
You can't remix techno, because it's already been remixed.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm using,
Remix of a remix?
403 Forbidna's, Northern Lights. I'm using that for the flash animation for making my, like...
Everybody does it. You're
fine.
Yeah,
advertisement for my, comic. And a lot of people do that, yes, but thinking about it now...
As long as you post the copyright on there, I think you're okay. In the credits.
TH says, as usual, I don't have anything to say.
Oh,
well, what do you think about it? Like, just in general, what do you think about it? Should people do it? Shouldn't they? Should there be limitations to what they do? Or
just, I don't know.
Edge, you have an opinion. I know you do.
Exactly. It's their choice.
Everybody
his opinion is living it up to their opinion.
My opinion is.
Yeah, it's their choice, and it is, but... Well, there's no buts about it. I can't really think about anything else. Like, I'm doing that, but... If I really think about it, I'm putting music in there because I don't want it to seem plain and boring if I just have it all silent, the whole flash animation is going.
Unless
yeah, you're fine, Trent, you're fine.
Unless your character's a mime, then it kind of makes sense. So you don't want some like mime. You don't want some mime walking onto the scene and having like really crazy rave music. That wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's techno mime.
Techno mime. That'd be. I would pay to see that actually. Okay, okay. Josh says, I think for big artists who have paid work, it should be allowed. For unpaid work, it should be only if the artist consents it. And some YouTube videos banned in certain countries because I used a video clip from a song.
NTH says,
yep.
They can go and do what they want, but actions have consequences. They should look at them first. End quote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That and the MDA or whatever who filters YouTube, they're douches, so.
Blame Google. They're the ones who bought YouTube, so. If you want to blame anybody, blame Google.
Damn you, Google Chrome! I choose to blame Google Chrome.
Google Chrome
causes everybody's problems.
What's exactly.
Chrome?
It's like an upgrade thing, and it sucks. I downloaded it, and I like instantly like got rid of it. I'm like, that's shit.
Oh, let's try this.
I never did that.
Oh, let's try this new internet browser. This is shit.
Yeah, it that's pretty much like my that. Seal of approval on things. If it sucks, I say this is shit. TH says the creative Google is a filthy mother. Oh my God. This filthy mother effing rich.
Oh, come on.
I like what Frank said.
I don't
want to
put emphasis on that. I like what Frank said.
I tried Chrome for 2 minutes. I was wondering, where's all the features?
Where did all the features go?
Oh, God. I think Google Chrome, like, downgraded. So what makes it so Chrome?
I don't know, but...
Google Stone Age.
Let's see, there was...
Life also gray.
I'm trying to think about what to add into this topic, because I'm not really sure, like... If,
I don't
of
think
course
there's much
you
else
have,
to add.
Of course you have to, obviously, say that the song isn't yours and say who made it, because...
Well, also, it's not limited to songs. Like, let's say somebody, like, wants to draw something that they see on a video game that they think's really cool. Is that considered copyright that you drew the character from that? Is it considered copyright?
Oh yeah, that too. Like what was it? My AOL Absence of Light, sorry. My story Absence of Light with the shadow creatures and stuff. I was inspired by that by a picture that I had seen online where a person's blood was this, where a person's fursuit was these like black snake creatures things, and I saw that and I thought it was pretty cool. 2 days later, I came up with using those sort of same sort of black creature things, except they varied in anything, except they were created in darkness. And
well,
so, is that really copyright or not? It was inspired.
I don't think a power could be copyrighted because it's like saying that.
It really wasn't so much a power than just a characteristic, but.
Well, I mean, it's like saying the Flash copied Superman's powers because he can run super fast, or the Superman copied the Flash's power because he can run super fast.
Yeah. It was just something I was wondering about, because, like, something like that, it's kind of close or not.
Rex says, I say as long as you do not pixel for pixel copy it, like, by tracing, I think it's considered fan art. Is fan art legal?
Yeah, I think so.
I think
fan art. That's why they call it fan art.
Unless the person who created the thing sees it and is like, oh my God, they butchered my artwork! I'm going to sue them.
Ever read Shonen Jump? They do fan art all the time. They post it in there, so if it was illegal, I think one of the creators would have came up and like,
Well, most of them are horrible, and also most of them in the English, the Japanese creators don't even look at them. They're like, whatever. Our Shonen Jump is better.
Yeah. I'm doing fan art for Rodri. I'm drawing his fursona in my style, but that's not really so. Like, I'm just drawing it for him, so I've talked
to him. Yeah, that's gift art.
Gift art. Wait, what's fan art? Oh, like the whole Renamon stuff. Oh, okay, never mind then.
Shall we move on?
Gift art is like doing the picture for somebody and like I usually do it like just for fun and I give it to them. That's what I do. I don't even do commissions. I just give you the art. I'm like, well, I just felt like drawing you today, so here you go. Or I feel like drawing a really cool picture. You seem like a nice person here.
I was like that before, but then, like, that's when my request slash gift file list got so big. I'm like, okay, I really have to stop that and try working on these pictures.
Lately, I haven't really been caring. So, like, you know, if someone were to just come up to me and say, hey, can you do a really awesome picture of this? I'd be like, I got nothing better to do. Bring it on. So, but, like, you know, like, I haven't been doing a lot of pictures lately because, you know, I've just been really bored and, like, I've been sitting at home and, like, having a lot of alone time with my Dre and, I mean, I don't mind it because, like, you know, me and, yeah. let's not get into the mushy stuff. But anyway, you know.
I wasn't.
Okay.
But anyway, like, the term between fan art and gift art is like a thin line, but it's definable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we missed the topic.
New topic?
Yeah, we missed the topic. I forgot.
Just throw it.
Yeah, I love you.
Come on!
That is totally Zev's line.
You're like taking my line to you and using it. I'm copywriting that. Keep it on topic, I'm copywriting that.
It's our thing. We do it back and forth.
Anyway.
Actually, moving on.
This means
fine. I was gonna wait for this after the news stories, but it seems you're really anxious.
No! Go ahead.
Okay, fine. We'll go right into the news stories that has been properly picked out. Yay! First one on the board is "It rhymes this time." Slang used at London ATMs. Bear with me. London AP, you better get ready to use your loaf if you want to get your hands on some bread. Over the next 3 months, a cluster of East London ATMs will be offering customers the chance to withdraw cash using written prompts in Cockney rhyming slang. The area is colorful and often impenetrable dialect. Now, ATMs run by a company called Bank Machine offer a language option allowing customers to enter their Huckleberry Finn instead of their PIN, and rather worryingly informs them that the machine is reading their bladder of lard at a prompt about examining their card. The origins of Cockney rhyming slang are obscure. It is thought to have been used by market traders who needed a way of communicating without tipping off their customers. It works by replacing a word with a short rhyming phrase. For example, money becomes bread and honey, which in turn is shortened to bread. Similarly, a head becomes loaf of bread, and then just simply loaf.
What?
That's really strange.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be able to take money out of the bank doing that. I'd be like, I just want $20. Come on. I don't want no Mother Goose thing right now. I just want my $20.
More like Dr. Seuss to me.
It's like, would you like to deposit and fubuzzle your check?
Well, deposit would be something. Well, what would rhyme with deposit? I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know.
So they use the slang with regularity, and now, although most Britons know a few common phrases such as trouble and strife for wife and apples and pears for stairs.
How does apples and pears deal with stairs? I'm walking up the apples and pears. I mean, it sounds like something from Sesame Street.
Gotta get back to the trouble and strife. Gabrielle Alexander, who made a withdrawal from an ATM near Spitalfields Market, said the stunt was fun, but she added that withdrawing sausage and mash, or cash, made me a little uneasy.
I'm getting my sausage and mash!
Can you imagine that? A 32-year-old charity worker attempted to withdraw money from the ATM, but visibly tensed up when she realized the machine was talking to her in Cockney slang. She immediately canceled the transaction and ripped the card out of the machine. It looks like someone's been messing with it, she said.
I'd be doing the same thing. I wouldn't trust my machine with something that talks like... I wouldn't trust my car with something that talks like that.
I'm gonna need your bladder and lard. What?
Like, what? And then someone pulls out his bladder and lard. You're like, no. This is hard to get out, but
please
I need the money.
Insert bladder and lard.
It's like, I was able to... he's like all shaking. I was able to get it out. I really need some money. He's like shaking his bladder and some lard in his hand.
Okay, now please enter your Huckleberry Finn. I didn't read the book.
Take the fence.
I just want... Here's your bread and honey. I wanted money!
Here's your bread and honey. It's like, oh boy, I get to eat tonight. Oh boy, I get to eat tonight.
Funny thing is, that's what I was withdrawing the money for.
You see all these, like, hobos lined up for the thing? I'd like to withdraw my sausage and mash, you know, but somebody has them on a plate of sausage and mashed potatoes. Oh boy, sausage and mash! And it's like, someone else walks up, I want to take some cash. He gives a sausage and mash. I don't want this, I want cash.
Okay, moving on. Next story. Police. Okay, this involves police. Okay. Okay, man wearing Speedo tried to steal vehicles.
I just want to say something. What is it with people and some sort of sexual, like some sort of very revealing thing and committing a crime?
Okay. I do not
last
know.
One had a guy that was streaking, stealing crap, and now there's this guy, like, what's with these people?
Well, maybe it was the same guy. Maybe it was, yeah, it was probably the same guy, but he had money from the thief, from stealing stuff from last time, to buy himself a Speedo. he'll be a little bit more decent when he goes out. He's like, I'm gonna steal your stuff, this time I'm more decent, so it'll be harder to catch me.
Okay, East Hadford, Connecticut, a burglary suspect wearing only a Speedo-style swimsuit has been arrested in Connecticut after a police dog tracked him down and bit him on the leg. Police say they spotted the suspect in East Hadford on Thursday wearing the bathing suit and holding a toolbox that had been stolen from a truck. They say he tried to steal several vehicles and also took items from them. Police say he tried to run from them, but the police dog found him hiding behind a car. The Journal Inquirer of Manchester reported that he was being held after his arrest on the $50,000 bail. He was scheduled for arraignment Friday, but the result of the hearing was not immediately available.
Well, dude, it would be funny. You know, he was carrying a toolbox, right? he was the engineer from Team Fortress 2 after he got back from the beach. building a sentry.
The cops come, spy sapping my sentry.
Cops sapping my toolbox.
Spy sapping my dispenser.
Spy sapping my Speedo.
Okay, moving on. Barber tries to rob store over bad beef jerky. Okay. Cleveland. Police said a Cleveland barber became so upset by what he considered bad beef jerky that he returned to the store where he bought it and tried to rob the owner. Police said the 28-year-old barber walked into the store where he bought the snack just two doors down from his barber shop and tried to rob the owner Thursday night.
I want the golden ticket.
I got the golden ticket.
I want that golden ticket and the beef jerky. Hand it over. Wild Wonka's beef jerky.
Wild Wonka. Wild Willy's.
Wild Willy Wonka's beef jerky golden ticket contest.
Wild wacky. Moving on again, since there's not much to say about that.
What did he try to steal with, like, did he use, like, some of the barber scissors, or did he have, like, a trimmer, or, like, was he like, I'm gonna poison you with some barber saw?
Barber sauce?
No, barber saw. That's that, like, blue stuff they put, like, what's it called? Combs and stuff in it to kill lice.
The disinfectant.
Yeah. Kill you with this blue stuff.
Okay, moving on. Aussie man glued to toilet in sick prank. Okay, authorities in far north Queensland are outraged after a sick joke forced the humiliating rescue of a man who became stuck to the seat of a shopping center toilet. Now it's a sick joke. Okay. Police and community leaders have appealed for public help to find the prankster or pranksters responsible for the incident, which resulted in the 58-year-old man being taken to hospital. Ambulance officers were called at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday to rescue the man after he sat on a toilet seat, which had been smeared with fast-acting adhesive.
Oh.
He was forced to undergo the humiliation of leaving the Karen Central Shopping Center with the seat still attached to his behind, in full view of busy crowd of Saturday morning shoppers. Police say he was then taken to the hospital, where staff removed the fixture using industrial strength solvent. The man is said to be extremely embarrassed by the ordeal. Karen City Council Community Safety Community Chair Di Forsyth hit out at the offenders and called the members of the public to help identify them.
Do you messed up?
Mm-hmm.
If, like, the pranksters were actually the entire town, he was just such an ass that, like, everybody pulled that prank on him. They knew he was coming, so they, like, took him to Lowe's. He's like, you got a free shopping spree at Lowe's. Don't forget to drink this. What is it? Laxative. I mean,
water.
You're like, water. And then, like, he, like, drinks it and goes to the store. He's like, I'm going on my shopping spree. Right after I go to the bathroom, he goes to the bathroom and everyone's outside. The entire town is in front of the restroom. Even the news people were in it. They were like, this guy doesn't know a thing. Let's videotape him. It's like, how are your feelings on this? Quotes. I was extremely embarrassed. The man said to be extremely embarrassed by the ordeal.
Oh, God. Okay, this next story is a unique one. I don't think I've ever heard of something like this, but bear with me. Drunk on vacation, don't harass people or someone will set set fire to your penis.
What?
What?
Here's a story that is bound to make you think twice about harassing the locals when you are drunk. When 20-year-old Stuart Feltham tried to assault a 26-year-old local girl on the Greek island of Crete, she first politely asked him to stop. Like most people, she was not impressed by a drunk British tourist dropping his pants and waving his genitals around. Her request went unanswered, so she poured a glass of Sambuca on him. That wasn't enough for this guy to get the message, and when he continued harassing her, she set fire to the alcohol and his genitals, causing severe second-degree burns. Mr. Faltham was rushed to a private clinic where he is being treated. Thankfully, he was smart enough to pay for travel insurance, and his policy had no exclusions for burned penises. The British Home Office, like our State Department, is, of course, embarrassed by the whole thing, especially since they have been campaigning to reduce the number of Brits getting in trouble when they are abroad. Revealing tourists are such an annoyance to local residents of Crete that Miss Thanaraki, Thanaraki, however you want to pronounce that name, is being called a hero. She's claiming self-defense, and local magistrate has already hinted that they'll most likely accept that and let her off easy. Lesson learned today, no means no, and when someone pours flammable liquid on your private parts, run to the bathroom for water.
Oh, God. Can you imagine that in, like, a bar? Like, you just see someone standing at the bar like that. All of a sudden, this girl pulls out, like, a lighter and just goes whoosh. It's like, oh, is that a new type of drinking game? It's like, you looking over there, and all of a sudden, this guy's screaming. He's like, oh, no, never mind. Turn back around. It's like, oh, that looks like fun. Oh, never mind.
And that is all the news stories we have for you today.
Hi, welcome to the section of the show I like to call Fry Recommends. I'm the owner and creator of the podcast, so I thought, since I can't be in the podcast, I want to have my own little slice of air time. So I'm going to recommend this stuff for you guys. Anyway, quick note about Silver's internet. I'm Silver's maid, and so I know this. She lives in an apartment complex, and they have the internet. But What happened was they didn't take care of her internet, and it's down for a few weeks. And until they can get her, until she can get her own connection, it's gonna be down. So anyway, the thing I wanted to recommend to you today was YouTube Poop. You may be wondering, what the heck is YouTube Poop? Is that some kind of a porn thing or something? No, it's not. It's actually a mashup of different types of videos all into one. This is football or something. I can't really explain it that well because, you know, it's a mashup that's supposed to make it funny. They can make some of the most unfunny videos funny with these mashups. It's really awesome. So how do you find these? Well, I'll give you some channels to start off with to recommend. There's Captain Oh Yeah. That's Captain Oh Yeah, all one word. There's Krobo Productions, K-R-O-B-O Productions, all one word. There's Mark 3611, that's all one word. There's also Commander Guanam. It's Commander G-W-O-N-A-M. And another good one is Tom Servo 3. That's T-O-M-S-E-R-V-O 3. Now, why do I recommend these? Because they are funny as hell. Once you start watching them, you'll get hooked. Yeah, they might freak out a little bit in the beginning, but just keep on watching them. They're great. And they're comedic gold. So yeah, that's what I'm going to recommend this week. I hope you check out, start watching them. Because once you do, you won't stop. And thanks for watching and listening. And be sure to comment on the Fluff House or Furry Talk podcast and review us on iTunes.
Now, with the movie reviews.
Yay! I'm sorry.
Movies.
That's cool. I'm starting to really like these movie reviews now. I'm hoping maybe they'll become like a permanent thing. Anyways, this time I'm going to be reviewing District 9. Yay! Okay, so I've heard a lot of people really like this movie, and I myself really thought the commercials seemed really interesting, so I downloaded it. Canadian. It's not illegal as long as I don't sell it.
You can't touch me!
Exactly. In Canada, it's not illegal to download. As long as I don't sell it, I'm A-okay.
And
anyways,
I'm a criminal justice major, so I should know.
Anyways, no, I go to Walmart and I'm asking them if they have a soundtrack from a movie. They say, I don't know, just download the movie. Whoa, you're working for Walmart. Can you really tell me that? It's like, as long as you don't sell it, it's not legal. Go right ahead. All right. So, it's official. So, anyways, so I'm watching it, and in the first 10, in about the first 15, 20 minutes I saw, I was thinking it was going to be a sort of movie kind of like Quarantine or Cloverfield, where it'll be like in a documentary sort. It'll be from the camera's point of view and nothing else. When I saw that, my heart kind of sunk for it. I really wasn't too looking forward to it, but later on in the movie, I found out that it was just in the beginning part, so that was pretty good, because it had the crossover between what seemed like it was going to be a documentary and then to an actual, like, sort of, not live action, so to say, but you know what I mean. Like, it's not following just the camera around, like, the camera's point of view. So that was a pretty good thing. The idea to the story to the movie is a good one. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody or anything. So, but it was good, and the initial movie I did enjoy. I've heard my half-sister and I think her brother, they didn't enjoy the movie too much, but when I had seen it, I enjoyed it, and a lot of other people did enjoy it. So I would recommend, if you like alien sort of sci-fi movies, and it's something that you'd probably want to watch. It gave me a sense of, I really don't know, like, you know how some people are kind of like, oh, it's just a stupid animal, it doesn't know anything? You know how some people are like that, right? I'm asking you guys. Okay, anyways, well, they treated the aliens like they didn't know anything. They were just stupid things that they treat them like they were just animals. So, yeah. Okay. My mouse died. Anyway, I thought the computer froze. So the movie was pretty good. It kind of gave me a open understanding of how you really shouldn't treat things too crappy. Anyways, the overall movie was good. Did have some good fight scenes. Some parts were a bit too talky, but other parts were also really emotional as well at some points. So it was pretty good.
What kind of rating would you give this movie out of 5?
Out of 5, I would give it, like, if you're somebody who wants to get sort of a good alien sci-fi movie, like, I'd say you could probably only watch this movie about 2 times before you got a little tired of it. But the movie, I'd say, is about 3 or 4 on, like, cinematic-wise, like, detail, not detail, but, like, really good quality for CG in that. I would say it's, like, on par with Terminator 4 Salvation. It has really good cinematics to it as well. The acting's also really good.
It's a general rating.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. This is like my first...
Overall. Yeah, I know. We're helping you out, man. Overall, what would you give this movie?
Overall, I would say about a 4 or 5. I'm myself in a big sci-fi fan, so I give it like I would give it a 5 because
you're being generous. Is what you're saying?
I'm sorry, 4 or 5. I'd say 4.5.
4.5. All right. And we're gonna do another little review. Dun, 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 games. And this would be my
section.
Yes. Okay. And the game I'm actually gonna review is not an F2P. It is actually PSP. I've only played a little bit of it so far, but I plan to finish the rest. And the game is Monster Hunter Freedom Unite. I wanted to do this game because I am surprised at the content of this game and how well it's done for a PSP game. When I heard from my lovey Zeffy that it had over 500 hours of gameplay, I kind of scoffed at the idea because, one, PSP, 500 hours, didn't quite seem that possible. But I actually got into the game, and yes, it is. If you want a long game, the one that's going to keep you busy and want to keep playing, I would go after this game. Pretty much the setting is, I'm not quite sure. You're in this weird land where there's monsters that reign everywhere, and pretty much you gotta hunt them, hence Monster Hunter. Kill them, you make weapons out of them or armor. It's really fun. Plus you also get this little cat that follows you around. Combat-wise, I have some issues with melee combat. It's really hard to get those hits in when you're using swords or any deal like that.
Is it like an MMO with combat?
No, actually. It's more of an action game. It's, you actually have weapon combos with most of the melee weapons. It's an RPG as well, which is nice. Except you don't have to worry about your character at all. Just about what he's wearing. And the learning curve of missions are quite steep, I have to say. If you don't know, every monster has its own weakness, and it's your job to find it. They have a thing called the Encyclopedia Gigantica, which is supposed to help you out. It's not... Since the game came out recently, it's not really filled yet, and actual players are actually putting in stuff too, which is really cool. And I wish it had online. That's all I can say. It has ad hoc, of course, but I would love to see more games with infrastructure mode. That trend just ended for some reason, or it didn't even take off, I should say. Overall, graphics are really good for a PSP game, surprisingly well done. Maps are really huge. You're never gonna get, even though you visit the same maps over and over again, you're not gonna get bored with them, surprisingly. let's see, gameplay, incredibly addicting and fun. You don't have to stick to one weapon. You can switch at any time. You can, like I said, you build weapons. You can upgrade them. There's so many to choose from. There's, like, I think you said, like, 200 sets or more, which is really awesome. So your character is going to look unique. If you ever partner up with other people, there's four-player ad hoc, which is nice. So if you actually have friends that have this game, you can sit down, play it with them. So overall, I am going to give this game a 4, only because the combat and the learning curve is a little steep. It's hard to get into for some weapons, and some monsters are just ridiculously hard. So, and that's my review.
Cool. Makes me wish I had done
it's a buy, better. Though. It's a buy. Buy it.
Makes me wish I had done a better review for District 9. I need to learn how people do these good reviews now.
Oh, Frag asks, is there leveling up? As far as I know, not really. You have an honor rating, which is a little different. Pretty much if you complete a series of quests, you move up to the next honor rating, and then I'll unlock more equipment. There's no levels, which is nice, so pretty much anybody can get together. It's more equipment dependent than actual character-wise. All right. So, moving on, what do we got next? We will do the slap word. Get that out of the way.
Yay!
So, for the time being, until we see Sai again, it's going to be referred to as Dre's secondary slap word of the week.
I thought it was just going to be slap word because that way it's generalized.
Yeah, touche. So, slap word of the week, generalized, is, in quotes, time machine. So if you hear anybody say time machine, especially in a Dr. Evil quotation, slap them really hard with a shark with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
You just had to put that in there, didn't you?
Of course. All right, and we'll get right along to the artist spotlight for this week, which will be Trent. Take it away.
Yay! I'm sorry. I'm a bit excited about that, too. I get really excited really easily. So, artist spotlight, we have two people, yes, that is right. So, we have Torin Zabik on FA. Let me get up. Well, I'll give Frag the link later on, so he can put that in the FA commentary. But Torin Zabik, yes, he does really good pixel art. He's like one of the first people I started watching when I first joined FA, because he does pixel art. He does very good stuff, and he's actually doing his own comic that's been going for, I don't know, months before I joined FA, and I've been in it for almost a year now, and he's been going at this thing like steady nonstop. So he does really good stuff. He does really good action sequences and that. His overall stuff is pretty good. You should look into his stuff. Like, so I know some people don't like pixel art, but I personally like his stuff. There's very few pixel artists that I've seen, but his stuff, from what I've seen, is pretty good. And then we have another person who is listening to this right now. Yes, TH. I'm suggesting TH as one of our artist spotlights because he does do very good Mega Man avatars on SL. And some people wouldn't qualify that as art, but it's a real pain.
I do.
Yeah, it's a real pain in the rear to try to make a simple little add-on piece for an avatar. So making a full avatar of Mega Man robot is, I don't know how difficult that is, but he does some really good ones. So I'm suggesting him for his SL art as well. So anybody who wants to look into getting a good Mega Man looking avatar, go to him. He's where it's at. TH Dragon, buddy. And those are the artists that I recommend you guys check out. Torin Zabik and our own TH Dragon.
Hooray! Well, I also see that we have some time left, so let's do something we haven't done in a while.
Random talk?
Yes.
Yay! Oh, does that mean that I can get my rape voice?
No voice oscillators.
Oh, come on, it freaks the crap out of Hyper.
I know, but
just this once.
But no, because if we let you do it, and then Hyper will come by and be like, why can't Trent do it? Yeah, see, we keep. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, Fragment said
although
no. Sorry about
it is a very creepy voice.
It is.
If any of you furs out there have Skype,
You will hear it.
Yeah. Our podcast group is very accepting of new people, so if you really want to talk to us in a public/private setting, tell us your Skype name. We will add you. We will invite you. And you get to say hi!
Hi!
And things.
Hi!
So.
Yeah, so,
I guess we can kind of call it Meet the Cast. Anyway. I've ran out of things to talk about.
Let's just end it, I guess.
But it's not random talk if we just end.
Then why did you say you ran out of things to talk about?
I just had a little brain fart.
Don't fart on camera. Or mic. It's rude.
No, yeah, it is, actually. But it's of the brain, so how is that? Is that silent but deadly?
I don't know. Let's not bring this, bathroom humor in here.
Toilet humor! Yeah, but it draws people.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so appealing. Oh, yeah. Maybe I should also mention for Monster Hunters that actually one of the monsters actually does go around farting on people.
Not the stupid monkey monster thing.
Yeah, I don't know why they decided to do that. I thought it was kind of funny at first, but now it's just annoying. Because the smell lingers if it touches you. I don't know why. It's like stuck to you. And then there's this little poo sign right next to your name. I guess it's to signify you smell like ass, but I don't know. And I didn't like the fact. I was actually kind of disgusted after a while. I thoroughly destroyed his body and carved it. Very funny.
So, do you, what do you want to talk about? We just can't go silent for, 10 minutes. Seriously.
Well, who said we were? Whoa, we're talking.
I know, but still, man,
we need some sort of actual conversation, not just random jibber-jabber.
Jibber jabber. But then it's supposed to be random. It's supposed to be random, but hey, okay. Anthrocon next year. How are we going?
That's a good question because my mom has been asking me questions about the whole job thing as well.
Yeah, heard that.
Yeah, and I really don't know because she's saying I'm going to have to give up one thing or another. I can't have a job and hang out with friends as well, so I'm freaking out. Would I be able to go to Anthrocon or not? Or would I be able to go to Washington to visit Harley or not? There's a lot of stuff I'm worried about, and with things that I think about, I'm just stressing myself out even more.
Well, then let's not bring it up.
I'm sorry!
That's it, sorry!
Sorry, goddamn!
God damn it, Trenton! God damn it, Trenton!
That's not actually helping either, I'm just.
So, yes, I think, my savings fund for Anthrocon is actually kind of low. I think I'm actually. I was supposed to be at $400, I am down to $5. Don't ask me why, it's just there. We're trying, people. We're trying. We want to make it there. We want to see all of yous. We don't even know who's watching anymore. Comment, people.
But for me, I know that when I get a job, I'm going to be working full time, and I'm going to be trying to spend as little money as possible, so that way that gives me more money to save, means more money for Anthrocon in case I can make it.
I just have low willpower. I tried to save money, but then it just goes, it goes away.
Yes, we would actually, a good idea is, as Frank suggested, talk about, see if anybody would want to buy Fluff Host merchandise to help with
Very puzzling trip.
So,
yeah, we were thinking about making some Fluff House merchandise, but we didn't know if anybody would even be
interested,
fanny enough to buy it.
AJ would.
Well, yeah, AJ would be all over. He'd buy anything we put out, but...
Well, in my opinion, I think the only thing that we're going to be able to sell is if we get really, really good at art and start selling commissions. It's the only way that we're going to make money, because...
No one's going to want t-shirts.
Unless somebody's a good tailor and can make a fursuit for people, you know, it's...
Yeah,
but... with the Fluff House logo on it. You've been tagged.
Sorry, mate. It was something stupid. I really don't know what to say right now. I is speechless, as shocking as that sounds.
You? Speechless? Le gasp!
Le gasp!
Gaspers, okay. Yeah, I think we're just, in a slump. So, I think, we will call this a night. And we will talk to you guys next week. Still accepting ideas for a new ending joke. So, until then, see you next week. Give us a closing line. And comment. Give us fan art. I can't stress this enough. We haven't been seeing it a lot lately. We're wondering what's happening to our fans. We do care!
Just think about it. Where is a fandom without fans?
A dom?
That's a good question. But
a fandom without a fandom without fans is a dom.
So true. Wait.
What is a dom?
Anyways, what was it? As the thing that I commonly almost always 99% time of the thing say when I'm saying bye to people is toodles.
See you guys next week.
Toodles, everyone.
See you.